Somebody ought to praise the Lord.
Amen.
Somebody ought to say hallelujah. Somebody in here who knows who Jesus is ought to give the Lord a praise because he's worthy. He's worthy. God knows he's worthy. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. Somebody who knows Jesus. Somebody who knows Jesus. Somebody who knows the healing power of Jesus ought to say hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God is good. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Woke us up this morning. I know it's cold outside, but it's warm in here. It's warm with the love of Jesus. Amen. 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 I give God honor because he is a good God. I don't care what's going on in your life. He's a good God. Yes, he is. I praise him and I glorify him. I give my pastor, Reverend Dale LaRue, Dr. Dale LaRue Armstrong, honor, because he did not have to give up his pulpit to anyone. Amen? He's about the best pastor I've ever had. Amen? What do you think? I don't know of any other pastor in the city of Trenton as good as our pastor. What you think? If you think our pastor's good, get up on your feet and give the Lord a praise for our pastor. Amen? Hey, yeah. There's none like him. I'm telling you, if you can't toot your own horn, thank God for him. He's very compassionate. He's very loving. He's very generous. And he loves, and everybody who's heard me on the mic know, and I'll tell you quick and fast in a hurry, he loves his peeps. He loves his congregation. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody. Amen, amen, amen. I've been standing near him when people have come trying to talk about other people. And he's standing there looking at you and saying, my. And when he says, my, you better get to stepping. Because he don't want to hear it. He loves his congregation. And his congregation loves him. Amen. Amen. This morning, I will not be before you long. I know it's Valentine's Day, and some of you guys want to run out and get some candy because you know you forgot. And you want to go home and take some flowers, right? You better, if you want to get in the house. And and some of us women, you know, we need to put that perfume on. And I know we all grown. Get that little teddy out. Hello, somebody. Because love is in the air. Praise the Lord. Let's go before the Lord. I will be reading from Psalms 30. If you stand on your feet, and Psalms 30. And this is a psalm by David, which he dedicated the temple with this song. And how many know that we are the temple of Christ? Amen, amen. But David, after his son Solomon built the temple, he wrote this song. And I believe it was out of love and gratitude. David says, I will exalt you, Lord, for you rescued me. You refuse to let my enemies triumph over me. Oh, Lord, my God, I cried to you for help, and you restored my health. You brought me up from the grave, oh, Lord. You kept me from falling into the pit of death. Sing to the Lord, all you godly ones. Praise his holy name, for his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may endure for a night, but how many know that joy will come in the morning? You have turned my mourning into joyful dancing. You have taken away my clothes of mourning and clothed me with joy, that I may sing praises to you and not be silent. Oh, Lord, my Lord, I will give you thanks forever. Pray with me on this title. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Father God, we come before you now as humbly as we know how. Father, you know all about everything that's going on in our minds at this particular time. You know what's going on in my mind. Father, clear my mind and hide me behind the cross. Father, let them see you and not me. Just for a moment, Father, hide me. Don't let any of the things that's going on in my head right now interfere with your word. Don't let them see Essie Diane Holloway. Let them see Jesus the Christ. Father, free some people. Liberate some people. Father, and bless our pastor wherever he may be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, everybody wants to have some joy in this life. However, we hustle and we bustle and we struggle through life, letting others steal the joy out of our lives. Today, we live in a cookie-cutter culture, basically a culture in which conformity to any and all trends, no matter how stupid, hurtful, stereotypical they are, the beliefs and values we value over intellect and common sense. All black African men in this culture are expected to be top-notch basketball players, drug dealers, hoes, pimps, or morons, dot, 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 you fill it in. We see it every day. The little girl wants to be like a model on TV. The teenage boy pretends to be cool, afraid of being ostracized by other boys. We see it in anti-aging creams, constantly being advertised to make women feel young and gorgeous, in hopes that they may begin to feel better about themselves. We dye our hair. We dye our hair, work out in gyms because society says younger is better. The list could go on and on. Anymore, we don't live what we believe is right. We live to please others. Now, I know I'm not talking to anybody here shallow. I'm talking about those people out there. But we're so afraid that if we step outside of the box and become our own person, we will not be accepted. We'll be call a freak, a loser, a nobody. We think that there is no possible way for us to be well-liked, respected, or even loved by others unless we allow ourselves to be shaped, formed, and molded into whatever they think we should be. This mess, beloved, steals our joy. Amen? I know there's somebody here who knows what I'm talking about. Everybody and everything has to measure the majority says is acceptable. We buy prototype homes, pay lots of money for cookie cutter communities. We have a standardized dress code for almost every profession. Early in life, our children are trained to be uniformed in their behavior and trained to wear uniforms. I know I look kind of strange to you this morning because the word says you're not supposed to wear bling bling before 5 p.m. Yeah. Bling bling. Amen. To get a driver's license, you have to pass a test. To land a certain job, you must show that you have the credentials. To get into a good college, you must have good grades, a proven team spirit, and know the right people or come from the right family. Well, I've seen a lot of families, and all of us a little dysfunctional, but we won't go there. If A, then B. Prove you're worthy. Prove you're qualified. Prove you're acceptable. Prove you can be a member of our gang. Rise to my standard if you can. These are the struggles that we all have experienced, beloved. Not one of us can say we have been our own genuine self throughout our entire course of our lives. Amen? We've all made fun of the kid in school that has no friends simply because all of our friends are doing it too. we've all worn certain types of clothing because everyone else was wearing the same thing. We all acted a certain way to fit in with a certain crowd of people. We all shaped our opinions to fit others in hopes that we won't offend them or that it won't change their perception of us. These are spiritual evils, beloved. And nothing can stop these evils but the love of God. Amen? Somebody ought to say amen, because these evils need to be stopped. Beloved, I come to tell you there's a place where you can be different from the crowd and still qualify. Amen? No pedigree, no ancestries, no histories, no bloodlines, no Ivy League status needed. In this place, the righteous run in and they are safe. Unlike anything else you have encountered in a relationship, here you can run in and be safe. Amen? You can be accepted because my Bible says, even if your mother and your father forsake you, God will pick you up. Amen? Somebody knows what I'm talking about. I come to tell you, if nobody else accepts you, God loves you. God loves you. You ought to know today that God loves you. God fully accepts you. You need to turn all this mess over to Jesus and stop worrying about it. Who wants me? Who accepts me? Who does not like me? Who cares? Amen? Stop it. God loves you, beloved. Say to yourself right now, I don't care who likes me, who does not like me. I have a God who cares for me. God welcomes you just as you are. Sin pushed us away from God, and he wanted us back so badly and loved us so much that he gave his only son, that who should ever believe in him should not perish but have eternal life with him. God did not send his son into this world to judge the world, but to save the world. Whoever believes in him will never be rejected. Did you catch what I said? Whoever believes in him, whoever believes in him has eternal life. Whoever believes in him is saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, only loved. Once we believe in Jesus Christ, it doesn't matter what the world thinks or says about us. Amen? God says we're wonderfully and beautifully made, and I truly do believe it every time I look in the mirror. I don't know about you. I pat my own self on the back. Amen? Therefore, God says we're qualified. When God says you're qualified, you cannot be pushed out, blocked out, left out, pushed out, set aside, downsized, ostracized, categorized, nor victimized by the world. Exclusionary tactics. We are victorious in God. There is no failure in God. Beloved, nobody has your fingerprint. You are unique. You are a work of art created by the master artist. You are created by the great I am that I am, the Jehovah Jireh, the Jehovah Provider. You are somebody, amen? Truly you are. Paul put it this way, knowing all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor heights, nor depths, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. If you are a prostitute, don't raise your hand. If you are a prostitute, a whoremonger, a murderer, a homosexual, a liar, a bad mom, a bad dad, or a disobedient child, whatever you are, you need to know today, beloved, that God loves you. If nobody else loves you, God loves you. The word says God delights in us and will give us the desires of our heart. With God, we do not have to struggle to be accepted. He loves us with all of our shortcomings. God accepts us and tells us to come to Him just as we are. The Holy Spirit will do the cleanup work. All you have to do is come on. Amen. God promises He will never leave you nor forsake you. And with God, all things are possible. So stop fretting about you didn't get that job, that guy, that girl, or membership in that club. I know I'm talking to somebody. God always have a better opportunity waiting for you. Stop. Stop running after stuff. That stuff that belongs to you is yours. What's yours is yours. Can't nobody take it from you. So stop struggling and competing and carrying on. Stop. Breathe. Inhale. Exhale. Come on. Inhale. Exhale. Come on. Inhale. Exhale. Breathe. Breathe. And remember this quote. When God closes a door, somewhere He opens a window. My philosophy is, every time someone walks out of my life, they pass the next Negro walking in. Amen? Come on, somebody. It's one of those universal laws. And it isn't just about people. You can see it when someone loses a job and finds a better one. The old door closes and another one opens up to a new opportunity. And most time, the new opportunity is better than the last opportunity. How many know what I'm talking about? I'm a witness. He may not come when you want Him to come. But beloved, trust me, He's always on time. Amen? Somebody knows what I'm talking about. When you look at your life from this perspective, it's almost impossible to get upset over who's judging you. When people rule you out, they're just making room for the next move of God. Amen? Why? Because God loves you and He gets joy in caring for His creation. In this life, you are going to have some disappointments. But you should hang on to the joy of the Lord. The psalmist tells us the joy of the Lord is His strength. What is joy? Somebody asks. Joy is the settled assurance that God is in control of all the details of your life. It is the quiet confidence that ultimately everything is going to work out all right. Joy is the inner attitude of rejoicing in one's salvation regardless of the outward circumstances. In other words, beloved, I don't care what's going on around me. Hell can be breaking loose. People can be doing all kinds of things. You could be talking about me. You could not be talking about me. You could be going. You could be coming. It does not matter. I still have joy. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. I still have joy. Praise the Lord. Joy is one of those advantages of a right relationship with a loving God. No matter what the world says or how they try to treat you, know that God sees and God cares and God is in control. Not caught off guard. He is never surprised. You can't surprise God. God knows. God is omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent. He's everywhere at all times and He knows all things. Amen? Therefore, we can choose to praise God in every situation. We can still have joy even amidst of pain and rejection. The psalmist says, O Lord, I cried out to Thee, and Thou have healed me. The psalmist knows where his help comes from, and he takes all his problems to the Creator. Beloved, if your watch is broken, would you take it to a shoe shop to get it fixed? Or would you take it to a watchmaker? If our bodies and souls are distressed, you should take your cares to the Creator, who has the unfailing skill to put everything in its right condition. I tell you like my grandmother told me when I was young. She says, people may talk about me much as they please, Deacon Adams, but I'm going to talk about them when I get on my knees. Amen? And God will fix it. The psalmist says, God refused to allow his enemies to triumph over him. He says, oh Lord my God, I cry to you for help and you restore me. He says, God, thou hast, three times over. The psalmist is sure beyond doubt that God has done great things and he is exceedingly glad about it. And they who dwell in the ends of the earth stand in awe of our God. God makes the dawn and the sunset shout for joy. The rivers clap their hands and the mountains sing for joy. The creatures in the air soar and sing with joy. Some of you sitting here right now can testify that God has rescued you out of something from somewhere and somebody. Do I have a witness? Somebody can say he picked me up, turned me around, placed my feet on solid ground. Amen? The joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm talking about the joy, the kind of joy the world didn't give me, and the world can't take it away. Joy, unspeakable joy. We need this kind of joy that doesn't depend on outside approval. God's joy is the kind of joy that's deep down in your soul. The songwriter said it this way. He says it's sweet, beautiful. Soul-saving joy. Joy down in my soul. When I get weak, I can't go on, and I feel all hope is gone. Late in the midnight hours, I have a little talk with Jesus, and he gives me joy. Beloved, we should stop complaining about it, whatever the it is in your life, and turn it over to Jesus. Start praising the Lord. Tell the world, I want my joy back. And when the world see you praising him, they'll know that whatever they're trying to do to you, it just will not work. Turn to your neighbor and say, I want my joy back. Somebody turn and say, I want my joy back. Somebody turn to somebody else and say, I want my joy back. Because with joy in my life, it doesn't matter what's going on around me. The Bible says joy produces trust, tolerance, thanksgiving, peace, promise, provision, wisdom, worship, and wonderful kindness. And joy comes with benefits, beloved. Freedom from things, freedom from despair, freedom from bitterness. It gives us peace and loss, peace and weight, peace and trial, peace and tribulation. Joy calms the storms in our lives and gives us peace when everything else seems ridiculous. There's comfort and joy, forgiveness and joy, restoration and joy, strength when you are weak. It helps you to love the unlovable in our lives. Joy even in sorrow. Joy even when things don't look like we should be happy, we can have joy. God is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him. My heart leaps for joy. And every once in a while, joy overflows. When joy overflows, sometimes we see people jumping up, running around the church, and we look at them and say, what's wrong with them? Well, baby, something's going on in their life. I don't know about you, but I know that joy woke me up this morning. Joy started me on my way. Joy put clothes on my back and shoes on my feet. Joy. God's joy. And some of us sitting here right now need just a little bit more joy. Amen. Church, I'm going to praise the Lord. If I have to praise the Lord all by myself. Hallelujah, somebody. Because when others cast me away and gave me up, God gave me favor. When others cast me down, God picked me up and turned me around and placed me on solid ground. When others did things to me, God was the one that came to my rescue. I remember there were times in my life when at late at night I would be crying and upset because of something somebody said or something somebody did. But God would come in the middle of the night and whisper to me, Diane, weeping endures for a night, but joy will come in the morning. And some of us need to know it. Joy will come in the morning. Beloved, the world depends on counterfeit joy to give them power. And if you hear sayings like a bundle of joy, a burst of joy, a leap of joy, jump for joy, pride and joy, joy ride, joy water, joy flakes, joy dust, joy juice. But as for me, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I'll tell you like Shirley Caesar says it, because some of y'all don't get it just by me preaching it. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Oh, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Oh, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Well, the world didn't give it. The world didn't take it away. Somebody sing it with me. This joy, oh, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Oh, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Well, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Well, the world didn't give it. Somebody say, this love that I have. Oh, this love that I have, the world didn't give it. So don't get upset if you don't get any flowers today. This love that I have, the world didn't give it to me. And if he doesn't give you any candy, just say, this love that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Oh, the world didn't give it. The world didn't take it away. Well, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Well, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This joy that I have, the world didn't. Well, don't you know the world didn't give it? World can't. Well, yeah. How many want joy in this life? No matter what the circumstances going on in your life, just give me a little joy. The love of Jesus Christ is better than any love. The agape love of Jesus Christ is better than any love. Amen. The doors of the church are open.